Doug Cornett would go through a storm. But it's like I don't know how to play chess. I played checkers when I was a kid. I haven't played in years, but I don't know how to play chess, but it's a whole lot like checkers, I reckon. Amen. And you try to hem in the other guy. And if the devil could set the stage and force this thing prematurely, that'd be just as good as the devil wanted. Amen. So when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. Now, Matthew says that he sent the disciples across the sea. Amen. And when even was now come, Mark says the same thing, Jesus asked them to go to the other side. Amen. And when the even was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. Amen. Why do we have storms come up in our life and wonder why? The reason we wonder why is because we can't see all the chessmen on the board. Amen. We're over here in our little square, and we don't know what is on the other side. Amen. We don't know what's in the... As far as the disciples are concerned, they wouldn't have cared if they'd have made him king. They'd have probably been for it. Amen. But it wasn't time for him to be king. He had to be Savior before he could be king. And the devil wanted to stop him from being Savior if he could. Before he ever made it to the cross, he tried to jump over the cross, leapfrog over the cross, and go to the throne prematurely. And so the devil sets his chessmen up. He sets a storm out here in the middle of the sea. And he sets this crowd up over here. And this crowd of just enjoyed eating by a miracle. Thousands were fed by a few loaves and a few fishes, and they said, that's a man we need for president. He'll feed us. Amen. Praise God. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. Amen. Great wind that blew. Hallelujah. I've told the story many times here at this pulpit how that we was kind of poor and we never did buy our kids a lot of extras. Jeff never had a raincoat. We went to visit Grandma, his grandma up in Granite City, and his cousin gave him a pretty yellow raincoat, plastic raincoat that he had outgrew. Amen. And Jeff was so proud of that. I mean, in the middle of July, hot summertime, 90 degrees. He played all day long in that raincoat. He was so tickled to have that raincoat. Sunday morning came. Sister Fern Kidd was his teacher. And she rolled him big blue-gray eyes. And they were studying about this storm. And he said, are any of you children afraid of storms? She said, any of you children afraid of storms? And Jeff held up his hand. She thought she'd get a great theological answer out of the preacher's kid. And she said, Jeff, why aren't you afraid of storms? He said, I'm not. And she said, why aren't you afraid of storms, Jeff? And he said, because I got a raincoat. Amen. He was equipped for it. Amen. This was one of those storms that took more than a raincoat, however. I mean, it took more than a lifeboat for this one. And when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, and Fellas that know what a furlong is says that's 4 miles. They had rode out into, it was about halfway across at one spot maybe. Amen. And right in the middle, they're caught in a storm. Did Jesus know that they would go through a storm? Yes. But he sent them anyway, regardless of the storm. Praise God. And they see Jesus walking on the sea. When they had run about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea. Amen. And drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. Many times they say sailors, when they see a specter on top of the sea, they assume that it's because there has been a shipwreck and there are ghosts walking the waves from the shipwreck. And so they were superstitious enough to be afraid when they saw this specter walking across the sea. Amen. And he saith unto them, it is I. Be not afraid. I mean, they were so scared, they were screaming. They were yelling out loud. They were going, ah! And then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at land whither they went. And someone said that's one of the greatest miracles of the New Testament. They had rowed 4 miles and got right in the middle of the sea and was right in the middle of the storm. And Jesus came walking. He walked all 4 miles on the sea by foot. Amen. Woo! It's a long walk without a 100-horsepower Mercury. Amen. It's a long walk without a skateboard or a surfboard. Amen. Long walk on the sea. Amen. A long walk and in a storm. Amen. And we always question why. That's our problem. We question why. Because we can't see all the chessmen on the board and see how the enemy's got his set here. He's got his set here. And we can't go either way. And so we've got to go straight through. Amen. He got us hemmed in. And he's got a storm waiting here. Amen. He's got this king hungry crowd out here. They're just like they was in Samuel's day. They wanted a king. They was tired of Herod. They wanted a king. They was tired of Rome. They wanted a king. Amen. They didn't want a cross, and we don't either. They wanted a king. Amen. Oh, yes. I'd like to emphasize the fact that Jesus said, it is I. Be not afraid. And I'll point 3 fingers back at me as I point at you tonight. Amen. Sometimes I don't take that which I do not understand too well. Sometimes I cry out. Sometimes I lash out. Amen. And sometimes I just don't understand. Why in the world? I thought I was in the will of God. Amen. I thought I was doing what God wanted me to do, and now here's this storm. Why, Lord, why? Amen. And I don't see the chess men. Amen. Here's a crowd that's king hungry. They're going to make him king. And Jesus, probably with his evangelistic tour with him, his tour party hasn't got a, pardon the adage, a Chinaman's chance of getting away from him. That is, in the crowd he's in. And so he does a little diversionary act. He sends his disciples, his evangelistic party, amen, down to the sea to get on a boat, and the crowd probably follows them, supposing that Jesus is in the crowd, and Jesus gives them the slip again and slips off up into the mountain by himself alone. So he'd be alone with God? Yes. And there's another reason. So they can't find him to make him king yet. Amen. Now these disciples, they're caught in the play on the board. Amen. And Jesus sends them across. And then when they get into the storm and they can't see the move ahead of time, and they can't see all the moves that God's going to make, they cry out and they're afraid and they're terrified. Praise God. Jesus, even when he comes walking, they cry out. He comes walking on the sea, and they cried out. They were afraid. And Jesus had to say, "Be not afraid. It is I." Hallelujah. We need to hear him say, "It is I. Be not afraid." We need to see him as his lips moves and he draws close to us. Oh, the howling tempest, he gets close enough as he clambers over the side of the boat, soaking wet from the rain and wind and walking the sea. He says, "It is I. Be not afraid. I know I sent you through the storm, but I'm in it with you. It had to be this way. I'm in it with you. Don't you see I'm in it with you? It is I. Be not afraid." Praise God. Oh, yes. The world is filled with stories like this. Christianity is filled with stories like this. Amen. Oh, great God. Amen. He had a baptism of suffering to go through. He said, "I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straightened until it be accomplished?" He had to go through the fires of Calvary, crucifixion, and die for the sins of the world. Praise God. But the crowd wanted to make him king. If we're not careful, we'll get ahead of God. Huh? If we're not careful, we'll get the jump on him. We'll force the issue. Amen. I don't know about chess men, but there's just certain directions you can move on the checkerboard unless you got a king. Huh? Once you get him crowned up there, and then you can go forward or backwards, but you got to get the king first. Amen. They needed the king in the middle of this storm. They didn't need him prematurely, but they needed him like they needed him right now. If you never needed the Lord before, the song says, you sure do need him now. Praise God. The Lord knows how we need him now. The Lord knows how to meet our need right now. Amen. And he's saying to us, if we'll listen, he may be saying to me if I'll listen, "It is I. Be not afraid." How many times on my face before God in prayer have I uttered that word, "Why?" If I didn't say it right out loud and come right to the point and said it, it was obvious in my prayer that I was questioning. I don't understand. Amen. I don't know why this is like it is. I don't know why things are like they are. But God knows. He knows where the storm sets. He knows where the crowd sets. He knows the aspirations of men. Amen. And here the disciples, the followers of Jesus, are caught in the middle. Why is it this way? If I'm a Christian, it ought to be better. Why does it seem like I'm caught in the middle? Why does it seem like I've got to go through this storm? My boat's about to sink.
My sails have been blown away. My mast is sagging. My ship's listing. It won't take much till it'll all go down. Amen.
And then out yonder through the darkness, the fourth watch of the morning, about the darkest hour of the morning, the Jews had three watches. Amen. But in Roman times, they divided into four watches. The last one had been about 3 to 6 o'clock, the last 3 hours of the night, dividing the night into 3 hours each for a watch. Amen. And after they've rowed all night, in the darkest hour of the morning, they've only made 4 miles, and the howling tempest threatens them. Praise God. Jesus walks that same 4 miles on those tossing waves, praise God, and one place it said he would have passed by. Amen. He would have passed by. Do you want him to get in the boat with you? Do you want him to solve the problem? Praise God. Amen. Oh, he may not be king today of the world, but he's still Savior. Amen. The millennium might not have been started yet, and he may not be on the throne in Jerusalem, but he's still in charge. Hallelujah. The rapture might not have taken place yet, and we may not have a new body yet, but he's still in charge. Glory to God. We may face trauma and pain and even persecution. Yes, but he's still in charge. Amen. Oh, yes. Chessmen are set over here, and they're set over here, and here's a storm. Amen. Only way he can send them to escape that crowd and save the day and preserve his ministry. And the only way he can have a future as an evangelist in the world is to send his disciples across that sea as a diversionary tactic. Amen. And slip through the crowd by himself into the mountain. Amen. And allow his disciples to be caught in that storm. Hey, if Jesus sends you into a storm, it's all right. If you're living in the will of God and you face the storm, the howling tempest threatens to sink your bark, it's all right. He'll say eventually, it is I. Be not afraid. Praise God. Oh, with his hair dripping with water, amen, and not a dry thread on his body, he walks up to the side of the boat and climbs over the boat. And then something supernatural happens. Amen. Just like that. In a snap of your finger. Immediately, the Bible said, the boat was at land. Well, the biggest miracles in the New Testament was how that boat made that last 4 miles. Immediately. Praise God. Supernatural transportation. Old Philip had some. Spirit picked him up, set him down 20 miles away. Praise God. And he just continued right on preaching, right on up the road. Praise God. Never missed a lick. Hallelujah. Oh, go back a little bit further than Philip. God picked up a whole boatload out here in the middle of the Sea of Galilee and set it right at the wharf on the other side. Immediately, the Bible said the boat was at land. Hey, you say, God got me into this. He knows how to get you out. You say, God led me. He did. It's all right. He knows how to get you out of it. Just wait on him, praise God. He'll climb over the side of the boat. Amen. Oh, yes, one of the evangelists tells us how Peter did a little walking too. That was a great miracle after he finally got his eyes back on Jesus. Praise God. And Peter and Jesus both got back in the boat. Amen. Boy, boy. There was a wild-eyed man that nobody could tame looking on from the other side. And when he saw that storm stop suddenly, and he saw that boat suddenly appear at land, it came right through that storm that nobody could come through. Those demons knew something was up. And they come tearing down the hillside. Oh, Jesus, thou son of David.